KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking about the environment with Amy Jankowiak from the Washington Department of Ecology. Good morning, Jane. Thanks for making time for us this morning. I'm obviously way too low on caffeine today. My apologies.
I've had plenty. So, yeah, happy to be here.
You can make up for both of us. That's good. So, yes. Interesting news. Apparently, the release that you all sent, there's an active lawsuit filed in 2018 by the American Waterways Operators challenging an EPA determination that there are enough pump-out facilities in Puget Sound to support a no-discharge zone, so not letting people put their poop in the sound, basically, from their boats. Tell us about that a little
bit. Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So there was a lawsuit filed in 2018 from the American Waterway Operators, or tugboats for short. They challenged EPA's decision, and the court had EPA reconsider that decision. So they went back to look more closely at three items. Cost was the big one, as well as adequacy of treatment capacity for our wastewater treatment plants, and the ratio of commercial vessels per pump out. So we're very excited and very appreciative that EPA did that reconsideration and reaffirmed the no discharge zone. So the no discharge zone that we've had in place since 2018, it didn't stop with the lawsuit. It continues to be in place.
Okay, and this applies not just to liveaboards, I'm assuming, but boats that are actually transiting the Sound. Is that correct?
Yes. It applies to all vessels within that area. And that area starts at the new Dungeness Lighthouse. And it's at all the marine waters inward from there, so east of there, as well as Lake Washington and Lake Union.
Okay. And you said that you had a list of some examples of some local pump outs in our area here, Waukamaskagit County.
Sure. Yes. There are several pump outs for both commercial and recreational vessels, because it does apply to all types, that have been in place already in the Bellingham, Blaine area, San Juan Islands, all throughout. There are more than 106 locations in the Puget Sound that have pump outs. And we recently installed additional ones in the San Juan Islands and another one at Blaine Harbor. To help support the no-discharge zone so that vessels have a great opportunity. And we also have this really cool new app that folks can use. It's called Pump Out Nav, N-A-V, short for navigation. And it's a great way to find the pump out so that vessels can continue and do the right thing and take that sewage to the pump out station.
What about folks that are maybe sailors who are anchoring at Susha or Patos or Mesha, the very northern part, before you hit the 49th parallel?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of vessels that go there, as well as transiting from Canada. So we've worked with Canada to make sure that vessel operators are aware of where the pump outs are and what the rules are in our Puget Sound. And we added one of the additional pump outs was at Shaw Island. So really helping that north end area with both mobile pump outs that come to your boats, as well as there are stationary pump outs throughout the San Juan Islands.
Okay, so let's get the name of that app again and tell us a bit more about that.
Sure, Pump Out Nav app. So you can get it for Apple or Android, and it allows vessels to see where the no discharge zone is, as well as information about the rule and where the pump outs are, how to contact them. It's a really great resource. We also have a website, pumpoutwashington.org. So that's one word, pumpoutwashington.org. And there's information for the app on there, as well as pump out information.
Well, Amy, thanks for joining us today. It's nice to dream about getting out back on the water. Amy Jankowiak is with the Washington State Department of Ecology. Thanks for joining us today on KGMI.